Baruchim Abayim Rabotai. Welcome to another edition of our Thursday night class. Be'azat Hashem, tonight we are studying Parashat Noach. I'd like to welcome all of those that are present at Asher Yeshno Po, Omed Imanu Hayom, Yoshev Imanu Hayom. And I'd also like to welcome all our affiliates that are watching the simulcast throughout the country and throughout the world. I want to make a special welcome to our dear friends in Boca Raton, Ira Kodesh, the Benevit Konen, and the great state of Florida. Baruch Hashem, I got to spend some days there a few weeks ago, and making some conversations with some sasadikim that were over there, they were able to make this connection as well. So my trip was very productive. I was able to pick up another satellite. So Be'ezat Hashem, we hope that we'll have a productive year here on Thursday night studying the parasha. Everybody knows the story of Noah, the flood that inundated the world, the great flood, the Mabul. And we're familiar with the story of Noah and the Teba that he built for 120 years. And how he and his family were saved, along with the animals. Noah, the Torah tells us, was a Sadiq. But if you look in the first Rashi, the Perasha, the rabbis are discussing Noah in relationship to Avraham Avinu. Somehow Avraham Avinu gets involved over here. They're looking at Noah. Yeah, he was a tzaddik, but if he would have been in Avraham Avinu's time, he wouldn't have fared to anything. In his time he was great, because he's a relative tzaddik. You compare him to the generation, so... you put a guy in Las Vegas, so relatively he's a tzaddik. But put him in Bnei Berak, so then he's just another regular person. So the same thing with Noah in his time, because the generation was decadent, so Noah stands out. But if he was in the times of Abraham, he wouldn't have been worth too much. It's interesting that Avraham Avinu gets involved over here. Usually we don't compare tzaddikim. Noah is Noah, and Avraham is Avraham. That's rule number one. You don't weigh tzaddikim. Who's better than who? Even though there's a big yetzer hara to do that. You know, we try to quantify the gedolim. He knows more, he's smart, he has a better memory, he's a better speaker, he's a better... When it comes to gedolei Israel and the tzaddikim, each one is special. Here the rabbis went out of their way, and they put Avraham on one side of the scale, and they put Noah on one side of the scale. And they start weighing it. They say, you know what, Avraham outweighs him. From where does Avraham get involved over here? We're talking about Noah. Next week we'll talk about Avraham Avinu. Parashat Lech Lecha. They couldn't wait to Hachamim. They already stuck Avraham Avinu in Parashat Noah already. This is not his Parashat. This is Parashat Noah. So the explanation is like this. The Hachamim were really bothered with a deeper question over here. The Midrash writes, there were three worlds. There's the world of Adam HaRishon, then that world was destroyed, and the world begins again with Noah. And then there's the world beginning with Avraham Avinu. The first two worlds we understand. The world was destroyed, now Noah has to begin it again. Really all of us are considered Bnei Noah, because we all descend from Noah. The third world, however, is Avraham Avinu. From him begins our nation. Avraham is called the first Ivri. I don't want to get involved in semantics. Is he the first Jew or not? Jew is a funny word before Matan Torah. But he's the father of our people. The Gemara says on the Pasuk, Ele toledot ha-shamayim ve'ha'aretz bihim bare'am. This is the story of the creation of the world when it was created. Bihim bare'am is the same letters as be'Abraham. As if to say the creation of the world begins with Avraham Avinu. It's a new world. So the Hakamim are really bothered. Why didn't it start with Noah? After all, Noah should be Abraham for us. Why did God have to wait 10 more generations for a new personality called Abraham to start it? What was wrong with Noah? He was worthy enough to be saved under Teba. He was worthy enough to start the creation again. He was a prophet of God. Ish Tzaddik Tamim. We take it for granted. Abraham Abinu. Why not Noah Abinu? Why do we skip over Noah and jump to Abraham? So right away the Hakamim were bothered by that. You're already starting the world over again. So start it from Noah and make him the father of our nation. What did you have to wait for? Parashat Lech Lecha to start with Abraham Avinu. Oh, so we got to put him on the scale now. Now you're asking a question, we got to weigh them. And the Gemara or the Hakamim's conclusion is, after you weigh them both, Abraham outweighs Noah. And the question is why? There has to be a certain distinct quality that Abraham had and Noah did not. And that makes all the difference in the world. So the rabbis tell us that although Noah was a tzaddik, the example that they say of Noah, he was a tzaddik in a fur coat. What does it mean, a tzaddik in a fur coat? There's two people. A person walks into a room, and the room is freezing cold. So one fellow sees everybody freezing, so he goes to the thermostat and he raises it. Well, now everybody's warm. Another fellow walks into the room and sees everybody freezing and says, wow, it's cold in here. He goes outside, he gets his fur coat on. He says, I'm good. And everybody else continues to freeze. So they say, no, it was a tzaddik, but he was a tzaddik in a fur coat. Which means he took care of himself and his family. They were saved. Yeah, but what about everybody else in the world? That wasn't Noah's concern so much. Almost as if to say, and we're talking about big people over here, don't get me wrong, I didn't come here tonight to roast Noah. Noah is, he has a parasha named after him, and he's a prophet of God, and he's greater than anybody we ever knew. But that being said, the Hakamim criticize him. We're just discussing the criticism that the Hakamim put on Noah. They say, as a leader, he failed, first of all, to rebuke his nation. How is it possible that after 120 years, nobody joined him on the Teba? He didn't get one customer. You weren't able to give one Musar. There's always one person out there that's listening. One Devret Tocheha. One rebuke. He couldn't get anybody. There's always somebody. Even the most boring rabbi, there's two guys in the class that come every week, and they sit, they fall asleep on him. But there's always somebody that. But Noah, for whatever reason, that wasn't his focus. He wasn't interested in rebuking them to the extent of bringing them back. He was worried about himself. Secondly, they say that Noah didn't pray for the people. It seems a leader has to pray for his flock. Compare Noah to Moshe Rabbeinu, just for example. Moshe Rabbeinu is a rebuker of Klal Yisrael. The whole book of Devarim is Sefer Tocheha. Every single pasuk Moshe Rabbeinu laces into the Jewish people, rebuking them for every single thing that they did. And before he dies again, he gives them another rebuke. That's a leader. He has to deal with the people. And Moshe Rabbeinu prays for the people. After the Egel, Moshe Rabbeinu prays, please don't destroy them. Take me down with them. If you erase them, erase me. Oh, that's so Moshe Rabbeinu is the paradigm leader. Whereas Noah, for some reason, we have to analyze why, but to him, he doesn't pray for the people. What do you mean pray? He could have prayed. Ribbono shel Olam, don't bring the Mabul. But he said he is going to bring it. Okay, but the tzaddik prays and Borei Olam breaks the Gezerah. That happens all the time. We go to the tzaddikim, they make a tefillah, and the tzaddik gozer v'kadosh baruch hu mekayem. But Noah doesn't even pray. So you put Avraham on the other side of the scale and you see the exact opposite. Avraham Avinu, number one, was concerned about the people. he lived at a time where there was paganism. People were worshipping everything, from the stars and the sun and the trees. Ovdei Akum, Ovdei Kochavim u'Mazalot. And here comes Avraham Avinu, and a tremendous Mesirut Nefesh brings the people back. Ve'eta Nefesh Asher Asu B'Haran. We might say that Avraham Avinu was the first outreach activist. He went out and he was a Mekarev. He was the founder of the Baal Teshuvah movement, Avraham Avinu. He went and he brought people in a kosher way. Avraham megayir et ha'anashim, v'saram megayir et ha'anashim. It was separate seating. He didn't make some like these, nouveau ways of putting the boys and the girls together and start making parties for them. That's kiruv basar. That's a different type of kiruv. We're talking about kiruv rehokim. He went, he did it to Shem Shamayim in the proper way. V'ta nefesh asher asu b'haran. So he was involved. Where is Noah? That wasn't his item. That means, hypothetically, if you would have put Avraham in Noah's time, we're always thinking if Noah was in Avraham's time, I'm going to go the other way. If Avraham would have been in Noah's time, there might not have been a flood, or there might have been more passengers on the Teva. Whereas Noah built the Teva 12 hours a day, Avraham might have built the Teva 1 hour a day, and the other 11 giving shiurim, and Musarim, and involved in outreach to try to get more people to understand that they have to make the Shuvah. If Avraham was in Noah's time, it would have been a different story. They would have had to make the Teba a little bigger. They would have had to add some more cabins. Furthermore, Avraham Avinu prays for Anshe Sedom. The story of Sedom is deja vu all over again. God says he's going to destroy the world. This time not the world, but Sedom v'Amorah, that's major cities. Avraham Avinu now says, how could you do it? There's Sadiqim, he starts to negotiate, there's 50, there's 45, there's 40. He makes a whole long tefillah. At the end of the day, God doesn't answer him because there's not even 10 Sadiqim. Okay, so Avraham Avinu says, there's not even 10 Sadiqim, so then already there's nothing to pray for. But Avraham stuck out his neck to pray for Sedom. Now, go that way. If Noah was in the time of that, and God said he's going to destroy Sedom, Noah would have said, okay, hey, listen, when you destroyed the whole world, I didn't say anything. So Sedom is easy. Sedom, I'm not going to pray for that. So you see, Avraham Avinu is much different than Noah. So, when you're looking for the founder of the nation, those two traits are going to stick out. There's a fantastic Hatam Sofer. I want to read you the Hatam Sofer. Hatam Sofer says like this. You have to hear his words. Yitbaracha yotzer v'yishtabach bore. Asher bachar be'uman nivhara, he chose us. Ohavim mitzvotav v'shomre torato, those that love his mitzvot and keep his Torah, Yaakov bachar loya, Yisrael l'zgulato, b'nei Yisrael am kerovo, zera Avraham ohavo. Ve'lamma ze, why did God love Avraham Avinu so much? Why was he so special? What did he do different? In the prophets, God calls Avraham the one that I love. What did he love him so much for? If you'd ask me this question, I'm not the Hatam Sofer. If you ask me this question, I can give you 50 reasons why he loved Avraham. First and foremost, he jumped into Ur Kasdim. There was a fiery furnace. Nimrod told him, worship Avodah Zarah or you jump in. He said, I'm not going to worship. He jumped in. He sacrificed his life for God. To me, I love that. That's a perfect reason. You don't like that reason? What about the Hachnasat Urchin? The hospitality. That's not enough for you? What about the fact that he circumcised himself at the age of 99 years old? Not enough for you? What about Akedat Yitzhak? I mean, there's a lot of reasons that Avraham has on his resume to earn the love of God. You know what Hatam Sofer says? That's not the reason. It's not the Hatam Sofer. The Torah says the reason. It's a Beferush Pasuk in Parashat Bereshit, Perek Yudhet, Pasuk Yudhet. Ki Yedatif. What is Yedatif? No. Yedatif doesn't mean I know him. Of course, Abraham, God knows Abraham. Ki Yedatif, I know him. Everybody knows Abraham. Ki Yedatif, that she explains, I loved him. You know why I love him? Ki Yedatif, you know why? Lemaran asher yitzaveh et banav ve'et beto acharav. Because Avraham Avinu is involved in spreading the belief system to his children, to his family. He went out. Yedatif perush rashi lashon chigba. Horav azeh ki niflet ahavat Hashem la'Avraham. The reason why the love of Avraham by God was so great. Al shelimed da'at et ha'am. Because he went out and taught the people v'kervam la'avodato, and he brought them back. V'hishe'am da'lo yoter mikol ma'aseh ha'tov v'zchut ha'nefesh asher haya lo la'atzmo. That served him more than all the other good deeds that he did. Ki be'emet, that was this unbelievable Hatam Sofer. Gam lefanav hayu yechidei segula asher yadu et Hashem. Avraham is not the first tzaddik to ever live. There were many tzaddikim that preceded Avraham, who were great tzaddikim. V'da'a derachav yichpasu, u'ba'avato yishgu tamid, mi lanu gadol mechanoch. Anybody hear of Hanoch? You know what Hanoch is? Rabbi, you want to bring me that chumash? You might have skipped over it quickly. But in last week's parashat, towards the end, we hear about a fellow called Hanoch. He's got a few pesukim. Let's read this story. Pasuk says, "Vahi Hanoch hamesh b'shishim shana." Hanoch lived 65 years. Vayolid et Metushelach. Ah, that's a trivia. He's the father of Metushelach. Who's Metushelach? Metushelach is the oldest living person ever in the history of the world. He lived even longer than Adam HaRishon. Anyway, Vayitalech Hanoch et Elohim, he was a religious man, he walked with God. Shelosh Mo'ot Shana, Vayol Banim U'Banot, Vayi Kod Yemei Hanoch. Hanoch didn't live so long. The life expectancy in those days was in the 800s. He made it to 365 years old. He was young, relatively. He was plucked away in the prime of his life. So the Pasuk says, Vayitalech Hanoch et Elohim, he went in the ways of God, Ve'enenu. Well, and all of a sudden he disappeared. Abracadabra, ve'enenu. Ki lakach oto Elohim, because God took him. Now, if you look at all the other personalities over here, Pasuk says, they had boys and girls, they lived a certain age, vayamot. Vayamot, and they died. By Hanoch, it doesn't say that he died. It just says, ve'enenu. He disappeared. He was missing. And then it says, because God took him. What happened to this Hanoch? You know what Hatam Sofer says? He writes, Asher me'otzem teshukato v'deveketo b'Hashem. He had so much closeness and attachment to Hashem. Nitpareda havila arba yesodot. The four elements that are made up of man, the earth, and the fire, and the water, and the air, those four components, They fell apart. Which means his physical separated from his body. He turned into an angel. Which means he didn't die. He stopped being a human. That means it's possible that if a person works on himself to a certain degree, you can make a metamorphosis from human to angel. And all of a sudden he went from Mr. Hanoch to Malach Hanoch. Unbelievable. Ha'omdim et p'nei melek l'shareto. Watch. Ve'lo matzinu be'Avraham abinu shenizdakek afrurito kol kach. Hey, Avraham never turned into an angel. So if you're looking for candidates to be the father of the people, look at Hanoch. Forget about Noah for a second. Hanoch. Avraham Avinu was born a human and he dies human. Even there's one point in his life where he says, "Va'anochi afar, I'm afar." So why doesn't Hanukh get the job? What do you think, says Hatam Sofer? You think Avraham wasn't capable to become an angel? Because he was capable. If Avraham wanted, if that was one of his goals in life, to become Malach Avraham, he could have done it. That's easy for the tzaddikim. He could have locked himself in a room. He could have opened up Sfarim, and he could have meditated, and he could have concentrated, and he couldn't get involved in all the Kabbalah. And just like got it at 365, Avraham Avinu would have reached it also. But that wasn't the goal. He says, Lo asakin, ki hitbonen b'chokhmato, ki lo be'en lechafetz Hashem. God doesn't want angels. God has enough angels. The purpose of creation is not that a person just works on himself and becomes the greatest person locked up in a door, minding his own business. What did Hanukh do for the world? What Hanukh did for himself is great, but who are the students of Hanukh? Hanukh doesn't have any students. But you say, but Rabbi became a malach. God doesn't need more malachim. God has enough malachim. So add another malach to the roster. Okay, Baruch Abba. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the person to be a human being and to bring back others to Teshuvah, to outreach, to pray for the people, to be with the people. So he says, Kilo be'ele hafetz Hashem sheyashlim ha'adam et nafsho lebad, to fix himself, ve'et anshe doro yashir acharav tarbut anashim hata'im, and to leave behind a bad culture and a bad society. So what did you do? There's myriads and myriads of angels. So we got another malach. Big deal. Hello, Hashem, bore umamsi kahena vekahena hadashim vekareem. Every single day God creates new angels. V'yahan, ki zakha Avraham Avinu l'mida zu terem siva Hashem aleha, rak b'sikhlo umidda'ato, on his own mind he understood, amad b'rosh kol chusot. He said, you know what? I have such a great understanding of God. It's like when a person knows information that's so sweet, lehavdil, please forgive this bad example. Person has a good joke. He can't wait to tell it to somebody. He keeps, everybody he sees, oh, I have to tell you a good joke that I heard. Because he wants to spread it. Lehavdil. When a person knows how great Borei Olam is, like Avraham Avinu, he didn't want to keep it to himself. So he wants to spread it. Whereas Noah is a tzaddik in a fur coat. Noah, for some reason, we have to say a reason why not. But he didn't go, I didn't even pray. When Noah comes off the Teba, what's the first thing he does? Mizbeah. He brings korbanot. Ola, hatat. After he brings the korban, what does Borei Olam tell him? Borei Olam tells him, I'm not going to bring another flood. Wow. You know what Noah must have been thinking? Why didn't I bring a korban before? Before the flood. If after the flood I just brought one sacrifice, already God guaranteed never another flood. That means my prayers didn't work. Noah was kicking himself. Noah says, yeah, it's a good idea to bring a Qurban, but I brought it too late. If one Qurban was able to stave off a future Mabul forever, could you imagine maybe if we would have brought some Qurban, but that wasn't Noah's item. Noah was a private person. He didn't go out. And for that reason, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't choose Noah. That's the difference between him and Avraham. Now you might ask me, why did he have to go on the Teva? That's a good question. What I mean to say is, I know God saved him on the Teva. But there's many ways that God can save Noah. He doesn't have to be on the Teva. The Gemara says that the flood really wasn't in Israel. So he could have sent Noah on a year trip, you know, a sabbatical to Israel with his family. let them stay there for a year. When the flood's over, so they'll come back to wherever they were. What do you have to? The teva was a jail sentence. Could you imagine the tsa'ad that he had on the teva? First of all, he's cooped up over there. You can imagine the air quality on the teva. It wasn't a carnival cruise, the teva. The stench of the animals, the noise. The Gemara says for 1 year Noah didn't get a night's sleep. He's feeding the animals for 1 year straight. Some animals eat by day, some animals eat by night. He had to prepare them. He was a zookeeper for 1 year. When he gets off the teva, Noah is thrilled. He can't wait to get off the teva. The pasuk says in Tehilim, "Hotzi'a mimazger nafji." That was Noah saying that. Please get me out of this incarceration. I'll get off this teva. They say he was on the teva for a month because that's the mishpat of the judgment in Gehinnam for 1 year. So the teva was a Gehinnam for Noah. Why? What did he do wrong? You know what the explanation is? Noah, you're an isolationist. Your shita is don't get involved with the people. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, midah kenegen midah, measure for measure, you want to be isolated? So he isolated him on the teva. Noah's the tzaddik that sits in the Beit Midrash, and he's learning, and don't bother me. But maybe there's somebody outside, he needs to be karev him. Maybe you can bring him back, Bitul Torah, and I'm learning. I'm getting involved with those people now. Oh, so you're isolating yourself from the world? So Bnei Olam tells Noah, so you isolate yourself on the teva. You see what I mean? You want to be isolated. You want to be in the Midrash alone. Good, so you be alone in the teva. It's a punishment for Noah. How come you didn't go outreach? How come you didn't bring the people back? But the Sheila is really why. Why didn't he? Why? Because he was selfish? Chas v'shalom. There must have been a shita that Noah had. So you know what the pshat is? Noah held, if he's going to go out and deal with the people, they're going to bring him down. He's going to fall from his madriga. If he's in his hermetically sealed environment, which is a perfect environment, studying Torah, and he's not dealing with the common folk and the bourgeoisie, so he cannot become corrupted. He was scared that the people were so bad that they're gonna bring him down. And to a certain degree, there's truth to that. When the tzaddik goes out to mekarev people, if I were to ask you, what was the biggest sacrifice that Avraham Avinu made in his life? You know what the biggest sacrifice of Avraham Avinu is? Won't say it. Himself, exactly, Avraham Avinu. Not Yitzhak, Yakeda Yitzhak. The biggest sacrifice that Avraham made, he sacrificed himself. He could have become a malach, the Hatam Sofer says. But he sacrificed angelic level in order what? To deal with guys that are bowing to the dust on their toes. To deal with people that are worshipping the sun and the moon. To go start teaching people Aleph Beit, to teach them the basic principles of monotheism. He sacrificed his own level. Noah wasn't willing to do that. Noah held, this is too dangerous for me. And therefore he stayed to himself. Avraham also says, Hatam Sofer says, why was Sarah a bigger prophetess than Avraham? She was. You remember when they wanted to have a discussion about Ishmael, should they keep Ishmael in the house or not? Avraham said, keep him. Sarah said, throw him out. So there's a little mahlok, a little shalom bayit over there. So what does God say? Listen to Sarah, she knows. That means Sarah was a greater prophetess than Avraham Avinu. How could it be? You know what he says, Hatam Sofer? Because Sarah Imenu was in the tent all day long. She didn't have too much, the students came to her. So it was more, but Avraham Avinu's out there. He's traveling, he's going, he's talking, he's bringing, he's doing. So the society affected Avraham to a certain degree, but that's his greatness. That he's willing to stunt his own growth in order to bring back Klal Yisrael, to bring back the nation. God loves that. God sees the ultimate sacrifice of level, God says, Ki yedatim, I love Abraham for that. But Noah wasn't willing to make that sacrifice. He was willing only to reach his potential the highest it can be, but not at the expense of going down for somebody else. The Pasuk says, Ki sifte kohen yishmeru da'at, v'torah yivakesh mipihu, ki malach Hashem sevaotu. So the Gemara says in this Pasuk, Im harav domer lemalach Hashem sevaot, as torah yivakesh mipihu. If your rabbi is like an angel, then go study Torah from him. But if your rabbi is not like an angel, don't go study Torah. What does that mean now? If the rabbi is like an angel, how do you know if your rabbi is like an angel or not? He has to have wings. He has to wear white. What does it mean the rabbi is a malach? So I once heard an explanation from my rabbi, Hacham Baruch Alav HaShalom. He said in the name of his rabbi, Hacham Ezra'ati Alav HaShalom. He said like this, in life, there's two creatures. There's malachim, and there's bnei adam, and humans. Malachim are called in the Navi, omdim. Human beings are called holchim. What's the difference between an omed and a holech? Omed is something that's stationary, that doesn't move, it's in its place. Venatati mahalachim bena omdim ha'ele. A human being is a holech. A human being has the ability to grow. He can become better. He can become higher. He can elevate himself. Human being is always in flux. He's always moving. He can make himself higher. A malach cannot become better. You can't become a better angel. You are what you are. The angel is created on the madrega, and it lives on that madrega forever. There's no such thing as a malach perfecting itself to a high madrega. He's an omed. You know what Hacham Ezra'ati said? Your rabbi has to be a malach. What does it mean? If the rabbi would sit in his bet midrash and study by himself all day long, he could finish Gemariyot. He could finish all the Shulchan Aruch. He could finish all the Zohar HaKadosh. He could review it. He could go deep. He could write books. He could become like Hanoch. But instead, what does he do? He sits with Talmidim. And the Talmidim on a much lower level. And he has to go slow. And he has to repeat it. And he has to explain it. And he has to go back. And the next day comes, Hacham, we forgot what you said yesterday. Could you repeat it again? Shtayim mikra v'had targum. He repeats it again. And the rabbi says to himself, if I would have done this, I could have been finished 10 gemariot already at the time it's taking me to teach these people. Oh, if that's the rabbi that you have, that's a malach. Because he's willing to stunt his own growth. He's willing to be an omed. He's willing to stagnate his own madrega for the sake of the student. Then already, in Arav domen le malach Hashem, as Torah yivakesh mepiyu. Then go study Torah from them. And that's Avraham Avinu. So you say, Avraham wasn't an angel. According to this, he was a malach. Hanoch was a malach, but that's a real malach. The chokhmah is to be a human malach. And what is that? To be willing to remain in the omed for the sake of the people. Noah, he didn't want to lower himself. He didn't want to get corrupted. So Borei Olam says, you want to be isolated? Go on the Tebana, go be isolated for 1 year. Bida keneged bida. That's a measure for measure. There's a famous Gemara in Berachot Daf Memchet. Gemara says, Abaye v'Rava avu yedve kamed Rabba. Abaye and Rava were two children. They were sitting in front of their rabbi Rabba. Amar dehu Rabba. So Rabba tells them, Lemi mevarchin? Simple question. Boys, when you make Birkat HaMazon, who do you make Birkat HaMazon to? Who are you making the blessing to? Amri le l'rahmana. He said, to l'rahmana. To Hashem. Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'rahmana hechi yatib. So Rabbah says, boys, where is Rahmana? Where is he sitting? Where is God? Rabbah ahve l'shme telala. So Rava, the young boy, went like this. He pointed to the roof. Abaye nafik le barra. Abaye Adadin walked outside, Ahvek and Apishmaya, and he pointed to the Shamayim. Amale Urava, Rava said, Tarvayu Rabbanan Havitu. Both of you are going to be rabbis one day. Vahainu the Amre Inche, and that's what the people say, Botsin, Botsin, Mekatfe Yada. Botsin, Botsin is the pumpkin. The pumpkin already, you know how big it's going to be from when it's a little gourd. From when it's a little small gourd, you know already the potential. You little boys over here, you answered this question, you're going to be great Talmidei Chachamim. It's an unbelievable Gemara. Rabbi got excited from this. What is he getting all excited? If you ask your children also, a little boy, sunny boy, who do you pray to? Hashem. Where's Hashem? He sings, Hashem is here, Hashem is there, Hashem is everywhere, he points over there, oh, you're Gaon de Vilna, what an answer you are. You're going to be a pumpkin, you're going to be a big Talmid Chacham. What was Rabbah so excited about? And what is Abaye getting so dramatic? So Rabbah points to the roof. Abaye says, I see your roof and I up you one. He goes outside, he points to the Shamayim, I got you. Well, wasn't enough for those to point to the roof? This Chokhman, this Gemara. Has to be Chokhman, this Gemara. So the Mefarshim, they explain the Gemara like this. The question that Rabbah was asking was not an elementary question. Where is Hashem? Nah, it's a question about Bayin Rabbah. Where is Hashem? That's easy. That's a question. That's not a question. The question in depth was, what's the proper service to get to Hashem? Rahamana hecha yativ. How do you reach God? Where do you reach where God is? What's the proper service? Oh, this is already a deep question for a little kid. So there's two systems. One system is you got to learn for yourself. You have to grow yourself. And the second system is after you grow yourself, you have to grow others. You cannot just sit and learn and learn and learn yourself. There's a point where you have to go out and use the Torah that you have to save others. The Baal Shem Tov once said, Kishot atzmecha v'harkach kishot achirim. The Gemara says, first you have to adorn yourself, and after you fix yourself, now go fix others. So he explained, to be a lifeguard, what does a lifeguard do? He jumps in the ocean and he saves people drowning. To save somebody that's drowning, you have to be a better swimmer than the one that's drowning. Because if you don't know how to swim better, what's going to happen? The guy that's drowning is going to pull you down also. If an inexperienced person jumps in, he also drowns. So Baal Shem Tov says, first kishot atzmecha. First you have to sit in the Bet Midrash for 20 years. You have to learn, build yourself up, grow, fill yourself up with Torah and Yirat Shamayim and Musar. Now you're strong. Now you can go out, and the people that are drowning, instead of them pulling you down, you'll be able to lift them up. What happens a lot of times is, people go out before they're fully baked. They're half-baked. They went to Israel for a couple of months. They studied in the yeshiva. That's it. They come back. Hatzit Talmidei Chachamim. And now already they're going to save the world. But you don't know how to swim yourself. You just got your feet wet. You just put on your bathing suit. Now already you want to save people. What happens? So they go out. And all of a sudden, a few months later, you find them on the Wall Street. They become a stockbroker. And what happened? Instead of them making the stockbroker a rabbi, the stockbroker made the rabbi a businessman. They weren't strong enough. So Baal Shem Tov says, Kishot atzvecha, before you go out there and deal with the people, you have to build yourself first very strong. You have to be solid. Then already you can go out and bring people back. But it's dangerous. But if you don't have the foundation, you can't even start. So that's the story in the Gemara. Rabbah asks the little boys, Abaye and Rabbah, what's the way to serve God? So Abaye stays inside. Rabbah stays inside the house. And he points to the roof. He says, you stay inside. You got to learn the Bet Midrash. You got to stay in the yeshiva. You can't go out of the yeshiva. You have to build yourself up. Kishot atzmecha. Oh, once Abaye saw what Rabbah was saying, So he says, let me finish the thought. He says, but after you finish working on yourself in the yeshiva,
then you gotta go out.
Then you gotta go out. And then he pointed up, as if now you have to spread the Torah that you have, and you have to give it to others. You can't be like Noah that just stayed in the Teva his whole life. That's just honest. You want to stay in the Teva? Go stay in the Teva now. Oh, when Rava saw this, he said, wow, these young boys over here have the whole Hashkafa. They already have the whole concept. Learn, make yourself strong, and go out and give it. Lmod, al-minat, al-lamed. Everything became beautiful. And that's the way they explain also Gemara. Gemara says, by Hanukkah. I'm very excited that we could talk about Hanukkah tonight. Because you always have to connect everything. We just finished the Hagim. So already, the next highlight on the calendar, it's not Thanksgiving. The next highlight on the calendar is Hanukkah. We don't care about those other days over there. Doesn't mean anything. We're talking about our holidays. So it's good. We can say something about Hanukkah already. The kashir, to make the connection between the ready Parashat Noach and Hanukkah. It's good. It says, Ner Hanukkah, Manicho, Al Petach Beto, Mibachutz. The Ner Hanukkah, where do you put it? Al Petach Beto, on the front of his door, Mibachutz, on the outside. In the olden days, they used to put the menorah outside. Till today, also, if you come to my house at Hanukkah, I put the menorah outside also. That's the din of the Gemara. Manicho, Al Petach Beto, Mibachutz. However, the Gemara says, "Ubishata sakana, manicho al shulchano v'dayo." In the time of danger, then already you have to put the menorah on the table inside v'dayo. So, explain like this: Ner Hanukkah is the Torah. Ki ner mitzvah v'Torah or. What's the purpose of Torah? The purpose of Torah is not to keep it to yourself. Ner Hanukkah manicho al petach beto mebachutz. The purpose of the Ner Hanukkah of the Torah is what? To spread it. In order to bring people back. Im lamata Torah harbe. The Mishnah says in Avot, if you learned a lot of Torah, al tahazik tova la'atzmecha. The simple interpretation is, if you learned a lot of Torah, don't pat yourself on the back. Don't al tahazik tova la'atzmecha. Ki nekach notzarta. That's what you were created to do. That's your job. If a person is a baker, so he goes in the morning and he bakes the bread. He says, oh, hey, look what I did. That's your job. I was like, well, you're a baker. You want the Nobel Peace Prize because you bake bread? Tell me you did something else. Tell me you saved somebody from a building in a fire. Okay, you did something else. But your baker's supposed to make the bread. He's patting himself on the back. Oh, look what I did. I made the bread. So the Mishnah says, "Hey, lavata Torah harbe, al ta'azik tova la'atzmecha." You came into this world to learn Torah. So what do you want now? A medal? But I want to explain this Mishnah differently. En tov ela Torah. Tov is Torah. Ki lekach tov natati lachem Torati al ta'azovu. So the Mishnah is saying, "Im lavata Torah harbe, you learned a lot of Torah, you're filled. Al tahazik tova la'atzmecha. Don't hold it to yourself. Don't hold the tova to yourself. What are you doing? Share the goods. Share the wealth. Al tahazik tova la'atzmecha. Ki lekach notzalta adam la'amal yulad l'lmod al menat l'lamed. La'amal l'lmod al menat l'lamed. The purpose of the creation is to give it out. Not to keep everything to yourself. And that was the claim against Noah. And that's what Abaye and Rava was saying. Abaye is pointing into that first. Keshot atzmecha. Rava was pointing in the house. Then Abaye went outside. Oh, now go outside. Ner Hanukkah manicho al petach betul b'chutz. Ah, but the Gemara says, u'bishat sakana. But what? Sometimes when you go out and you're being mekarev of the people, it's shat sakana. The people are so bad that they're going to corrupt you. In that case, what are you supposed to do? Manicho al shulchan. Then you go back. Which is, if you see already that you're falling to a degree where it's out of sakana, then manichal shulchanu v'dayo. And the opposite is also true. First manichal shulchanu v'dayo, and then You put it on petah, petah. So Noah was shat sekana, manichot shulchanu v'dayu. He didn't want to go out. He held it with shat sekana. He didn't want to lose from his madrega. But Avraham Avinu, ner chanukah, manichot, apetah petah v'bachut. See, he went, put the menorah outside. Let's spread the word of God. Once you understand this, we go to the next level. You read interesting story when Noah was on the Teba. Pasuk says, "Vayishaer ach Noah." After the flood was over, Noah was the only one left in the world. Him and his family. Vayishaer ach Noah. Ach means rak, to the exclusion of everybody else. But the Midrash says that you can also learn the word ach when a person gets hurt. What does he say? Ach. Even today, he says, ach. That's a universal language. Even in Chinese, how do you say it? You say ach. It's the same thing. So they say, when Noah got off the Teba, he said, ach, ach. He said, ach, Noah. Why, what happened? He became handicapped. How? Says one day he was late in feeding the lion, and the lion came, tach, and hit him in the leg, and he became tzoleya. He became lame. Vayishair ach Noah. It's an interesting Gemara over here. The lion can't hit Noah unless Borei Olam gives him permission to hit. A lion doesn't have free will. When Yosef was thrown into the pit, the snakes couldn't touch him because Borei Olam didn't let them. When Daniel was thrown into the lion's den, the lions couldn't touch him because Daniel was a tzaddik. Why did God punish Noah? Because he was late with the food? Give him a break. That's not a bad record. 1 year, he's only late once. What do you think he was doing? Why do you think he was late? He was playing shuffleboard on the deck. There was no entertainment. There was no casino on the Teva. What do you think Noah was? He was feeding another animal. He was busy. So a little couple of minutes late, that's already the judgment is so strong that he should get hit and be lame for the rest of his life. This is such a strong judgment for Noah. What do you want from him? And you think it's a coincidence, the lion? Why not the tiger? Why didn't he get clawed by a cat? Why didn't he get mauled by a dog? Taf got a lion. There has to be something here. So I'm going to give you the theory tonight, based on what we said. Everything is midah keneged midah. Everything is measure for measure. What is the lion? The lion is the king of the jungle. In human beings you have leaders. And in the animal kingdom, the leader of the animals is the lion. What's the nature of a lion? You remember when Yaakov Avinu blessed his children in Parashat Vayechi? We're going to get to it. He tells his fourth son Yehuda, Gur Aryeh Yehuda. He tells Yehuda, oh, Gur Aryeh, you're a lion. Now she says, it's referring to David HaMelech. Just like David became the king, so the lion is the king. David was. And what's the nature of David HaMelech? David was like a lion, number one. A lion is not scared. A lion protects his people. A lion protects his cubs. When Shaul HaMelech got up and said, there's a monster called Goliath. Who's going to defend Klai Yosef from Goliath? David HaMelech was young. I'll do it. Aryeh, good Aryeh Yehuda. The lion is not scared, he's fierce. And he does, willing to sacrifice his life for the people. That's the same thing of a lion. What else was David HaMelech known for? David HaMelech prayed for his people. David HaMelech wrote the Tehillim. He made Shirot v'Tishbaot like a Kadosh Baruch Hu. What did it say about a lion? Aryeh Sha'ag. Mi lo yira. The lion, he roars. The lion, when there's something wrong in the jungle, he doesn't just sit back and mind his own business.
The lion screams out, oh! It was, okay, b'hayda, hatanu, aminu, pajanu, okay, b'hayda. Otherwise, the lion will eat them for seudah shlishi. They're scared from the lion. The lion rebukes. And yesha agmi lo yira, the lion doesn't tolerate any monkey business. Nahavdil. Oh, now you understand the depth. Noah, there might not have to have been a flood. The Zohar HaKadosh says the flood is called Me Noah, the flood of Noah, Hurricane Noah. You know they have names to the hurricanes? They weren't up to N, but they called it Hurricane Noah, Me Noah. It's not because they were giving him kavod. They said, it's your fault. Because if you would have rebuked the people, and you would have left the Bet Midrash, and you would have spent less time building the Teba, and more time building the people, and rebuking the people, and you would have went out, instead of becoming a Malach, you should have remained human and went out to Mekarev the people. You should have rebuked them. How come you weren't roaring like a lion? How come you weren't screaming, Rabotai, you have to make this Teshuvah, you should have had vigils, you should have made Selichot, you should have programmed that. What were you doing for the people? So one day, when he passed by the lion knows what a leader is. The lion is leadership. And the lion said, Noah, we're sitting on this teba for a year already. It's your fault. And who am I to hit you? I know, I'm the leader. I know. You should learn from me. When I see something wrong in the jungle, I scream. I defend my people. I would have prayed for the people. Instead, what did you do? You put on your fur coat and you went home. You didn't pray. After the teva was over, you brought a korban. It's a little too late. And therefore, let the lion give the musar to Noah. Let a leader, he was the only leader on the boat, the lion. Let the lion, the aryeh, come along and give Noah a musar. That's also midah keneged midah. That lameness when Noah walks off the boat, Yishair Ach Noah, that he never forgets that mistake. But I wanted to say more. That's why they learned it from the pasuk Yishair Ach Noah, that he got hit by the lion. Not only because Ach, that's nice, but we could say something else. Vayishair ach Noach means Noach, when he got off the teba, he was the only one left. And that was a claim. That was a claim. How come you're the only one left? You didn't bring anybody back. And from that, that's why the lion, the pasuk is telling you why the lion hit him. You know why he got hit by the lion? Because Vayishair ach Noach. Instead of having 3 million people in the world, it just was Noach left. That's why the lion hit him. Because if the lion was running the world, this wouldn't happen. If Avraham Avinu lived in the times of Noah, it would have been a different story. It wouldn't have been Me Abraham. Maybe you would have had a little rainstorm, a couple of inches of rain or something like that. But it wouldn't have been the disaster that flooded the entire civilization. The Musar to us, I want an explanation. Everybody has a hayuf to be Mekarev people. Your family, your friends, strangers. What's the source? But is there a pasuk in the Torah that says you have to be mekarev people? Even at your own expense. Even at the expense of your learning. Even at the expense of your personal growth. You have to be willing to go out and take time to be... Milanu gadol Avraham Avinu. So one, the Rambam learns, the source is Ve'ahavtat Hashem. You have to love God. If I love somebody, I want to publicize him. There's a certain personality that I think the guy is the greatest guy in the world. So I was like, you got to meet this guy, he's great, he's phenomenal. What a guy, you're going to love him. So if I love God, I'm going to go and publicize his greatness to others. That's one opinion. I think the Chinuch, he learns it from the pasuk of Hashavat Aveda. You have to return a lost object to somebody. If somebody loses his wallet, you got to return it to him. If somebody loses his hamor, You have to return it to him. Says the Chinuch, and what if he lost his neshama? In Hashavat Aveda Gedolah Mizu. So, you have to return himself to himself. He's lost. The guy's off the path. You got to bring him back on the derech. That's Hashavat Aveda. But today I saw a third source. Third source is beautiful. In the beginning of Parashat Bereshit, what does it say? When God was creating man, God says, Na'ase Adam. Let us make man. And everybody asked the obvious question. Let us make man? What do you mean let him? Was it a committee? It's like a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It should say, E'ase Adam. I will make man. What do you mean let us make man? So you know what the pshat is? God was giving a commandment to man himself. Let us make man. Meaning, just like I made you, you go make somebody else. Na'ase Adam. You have to be like me. So I made you. So go out and make somebody else. What do you mean make him? You can't make a man. When Avraham Avinu converted all those people back to monotheism, what does it say? V'etanefesh asher asu beharam. God considers it as if Avraham made those people. He created those people. He born them. Those were his creations. And therefore the Musar to us is Na'aseh Adam. Everybody on his own level. Everybody to his own degree. But one cannot just say, Hitzalti et nafshi, I saved myself. Baruch Hashem, I have a direction, I'm on the proper path. And Shalom alay nafshi, I'm good. And everybody else, we have to... No, that's the claim against Noah. That's why he didn't become the Avram. He had a chance to become Avram Avinu Noah. But because of those two deficiencies, we skip over Noah, we move to Avraham Avinu. And the rest of the Torah is all about Avraham Avinu and his descendants. After Noah, you never hear about him again. Lema'a ki yedartiv, lema'a nasher yitzaveh beto acharav. God said, I loved him because of what he did. And that was the Musar. And that's the Musar for us as well. For the young boys and the woman, first you have to strengthen yourself. First you have to become a good swimmer. And then you can jump into the ocean. I once said a dirash, I'll conclude with this. We say in the Mishnah in Shabbat, Shilosha devarim sarich adam nomar betoch beto erev Shabbat im hashecha. Very good. There are three things a person has to say when he comes home on Friday afternoon before Shabbat. Shilosha devarim sarich adam. Adam is a man. You'll understand it in a second. Esarten, Arabten, Adik with Taner, what does it mean? Esarten, did you take Ma'aser yet? He's telling his wife, listen, we can't eat the fruit on Shabbat unless you take the Ma'aser. If you don't take Ma'aser today, we cannot take Ma'aser on Shabbat. Esarten, did you take the Ma'aser? Arabten, did you make the Eruv? Is the Eruv up? Did you make the Eruv Tafshilin? And then already when candle lighting time comes, light the candles. So I once heard a derash like this. Esarten is referring to the ma'aser. Ma'aser is 10%. That's referring to the Talmidei Hachamim of Klal Yisrael. They're like the 10%. The majority of the people are workers, regular people. And then you have the Talmidei Hachamim, which makes 10% of the people, let's say. That's Esarten. What's the job of the Esarten? Arraften. They have to mingle with the people. Aruv, meaning La'arov, Arov. The Esarten cannot just stay in the yeshiva all day long. Esarten Arraften. But for what purpose? To eat lunch? To play games? No, your purpose is Hadlikut HaNes. In order to kindle the souls. The job of the Esarten is to be Arraften. But for what reason? To learn from them? To get corrupted? No. Raftan, Hadliku Taner, light the souls of these people's neshama. And that's why we once said, because we have to connect Hanukkah to Sukkot. Yeah, we're going to connect everything over here. The Arba Minim, you have the Lulav and the Hadas and the Arava on one hand, the Etrog on the other hand. Hachamim tell us, the Lulav represents one type of Jew, and the Hadas another type, and the Arava another type, and the Etrog yet a fourth type. Basically, the Arava is the Rasha. That's where the Arava always falls apart. You ever ask yourself why the Arava is good? Rasha. It never works out. The Hadas, he's a good guy. He has a good smell. He has mitzvot, maybe. Maybe doesn't learn so much. The Lulav doesn't have a smell, but has fruit from the tree, the dates. The palm tree, he learns Torah, but doesn't have mitzvot, also a good Jew, but the Etrog has everything. The Etrog has a good smell, has a good taste, everything's good about the Etrog. Etrog is Tamid Hakam. So what do you do with the Etrog? The Etrog you have to put next to Lulav, because you want the Tamid Hakam to rub off on the other three guys. So you have to put it together, because you want the good fragrance and the Kedushah of the Etrog, which is Tamid Hakam, to affect the other three guys. But guess what? After you finish, the Tamid Hakam, I'll see that. I'm going in my own box. I'm not going to stay over here with you. Because if he gets too close, then he's going to become corrupted. So he does the job. Assartin, Arraftin, Hadikwataner, and Arraftin, Assartin, go back home. He goes into his Bet Midrash. Ubishat Sakanam, and he goes back to the table. And he comes out, he puts himself next to it, gives him a little hadush. That's the difference in Avraham, and that's why the rabbis are putting them on the scale. And that's why you hear about Shem Ve'Evid had a yeshiva. Hey, how come they weren't chosen to be the leaders? Because again, they sat in the yeshiva. You don't hear about the outreach program. You don't hear about the all the nefesh Shem Asu Be'aran. That's only by Avraham Abinu. This is a great musar for us. The lesson is for a life. That a person has to be involved not only in the inreach, but in the outreach also. First, keshot atzmecha, harkach keshot achirim. It starts with yourself and your children and those that are around you. And then, be'azat Hashem, that's the biggest tikkun we can make for Noah. That's why we're not considered B'nai Noah, we're considered B'nai Abraham. To teach us that Avraham's derech is the proper derech. And that's, if I could just say the last word from the Hafetz Chaim. Ve'al asher etchazek b'chol kohol lezarez l'chol hanivraim sheyakiru elahuto v'yilchu bedrachav al ken zikahu Hashem v'natanu et Yitzchak v'chen achar kach et Yaakov v'yud bet shevatim. That's why God rewarded Avraham with Yitzhak, and that's why Yitzhak had Yaakov, that's why Yaakov had the Shevatim, and they continued in that way. Umepenema ani ohevoto yoter mekulam, v'alo yesh li kama ovde Hashem bebet hamidrash shel Shem ve'Eved. Shem ve'Eved is all yeshiva. Leman asher yitzave bana bebeto achara. Baruch anuah le'olam. Amen.